Okay, well, it is about 3:45 on April 8th, and I'm on the line with Salinas homeless activist and all-around man about town, Wes White. Hello, Wes.
Hello.
And you say things are getting better in Salinas. Did I mishear you?
No, it is getting a little better. I mean, Salinas is much more malleable than elsewhere on the state. We have a system that is dragging their feet. But they all came out for a photo op today. Salvation Army is now going to supply lunch to everyone around the city that's not in Chinatown.
Lunch
is about, I don't know, 500 or 700 lunches.
Lunch, but how about tents and blankets?
Well, those are already being provided, I suppose. Salvation Army is the only thing that, we need to call out with Salinas to the city. I suppose that's the best we got going right now. So,
what about laundry and charging stations?
Yeah, exactly. No, well, the charging station is kind of hit and miss. I mean, but those should be absolutely more to add on to what are we doing.
Well, I'm not saying whether it should or shouldn't. I tend to agree with you that it should. I'm just wondering, is it? I mean, you're talking about things are improving, so I wondered if...
Well, what I'm telling you is only one or two items, and of course they stopped the sweeps, at least until the order's over, and at the last week leadership council meeting, the mayor was actually pretty much chomping at the bit for the order to be over so he could clear everyone off the train tracks. He was very much looking forward to it.
So have you gotten reports from the field that this rosy claim and assessment and at least intention is actually being fulfilled? I mean, you got any reports from the field?
Yes, I actually got video footage of this morning.
And what was the report this morning?
Well, they kind of had not really a press conference, but a meeting. A meeting, and it took place in the public, so, hey, I got to video it. And,
Now, by report from the field...
It was the Salvation Army showed up. Before that, even the Community Homeless Solutions, I think, or maybe Community...
I think you misunderstand,
sure,
Wes, I think you misunderstand me. I don't mean reports from the bureaucrats, the poverty pimps, or the government officials. I mean reports from the people in the camps as to whether the sweeps have stopped.
To give you a direct answer to something, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking me, so sorry about that.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, Trina was there, everyone at Sherwood Park, along with a whole list of other camps around the city that people have connection with, so there is a network that will say if the police come and harass you and pass out my flyer that had the coalition's position on sweeps and the CDC's guidelines for shelter in place, which both said you could stand your ground and stay where you're at, and you should have running water, and you should have porta potties, and so, whatever, the health department and the city have been working with Rita Acosta and Pamela Weston and, the city to get some improvement because people are eyeballing the city much more closely.
Mm-hmm.
So able to communicate with each other if they do get approached.
So I'm still trying, and that's good. That's kind of sounds good. I'm wondering if I can clear my throat and get this carrot out of my throat. hang on. Question is, I'm a little unclear about, were these... This meeting you had, I mean, are these reports coming in from actual encampments that say, gosh, the police walked by and they said, we're not sweeping you, or they came by, I've been there, we've been going 2 weeks without a sweep, or, in other words, have you gotten those kind of reports?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, that was my question.
Yes, yeah, specifically from Rita, because, they make tours around the city.
Oh, wow.
And they've also made relationships with the members of the city, the employees, and so at least they've been making more concessions because of it.
That sounds good. How about the bathroom / porta potty / chamber pot situation?
So supposedly, so somehow the park bathrooms may be opening up for the homeless.
Really? I mean, they've closed all the parks in Santa Cruz City and County, you know.
Yes, and here in Salinas City they did. Monterey County did not. And then they sent out a press release on Sunday saying, okay, yes, you know, the parks will be open, but, you know, there's going to be no barbecues. You're not going to be able to bring any ice in. You know, you're going to be limited to 10 people or less. And this just isn't the place to come party, you know. But the park will be open because we understand everybody's need to get out and about.
And what about bathrooms on a 24-hour basis? By which I mean bathrooms, not porta potties.
Okay, did you hear me earlier? I guess it's the city bathrooms, and I guess it's not going to be likely enough to sustain everyone. But yes, the plumbed and wired building facilities, you know, for running water is certainly.
How many such facilities are there?
Well, I know we have a couple at like El Dorado Park, and I mean not every city park has bathrooms. So Natividad Creek Park has some. You know, and then where do people line up? And so now we have a working model or whatever, so people can be appreciative of this and say, well, okay, if it kind of looks more like this and we're rewarding this campsite, then, you know, and already around the other campsites, they are, whatever, becoming more compliant with at least organized space of, you know, people who trash and food in this place.
How about trash pickups?
Yes, actually, over on the Housing Authority, right next to the train tracks, there's about 70 people over there, and, you know, they've been putting trash in bags. They were given Republic Trash Company bags to fill, and most of the mound that was in the front was already there, so they just kind of filled everything into the bags that were already there. You know, so they've been using the dump as a dump, you know, in a spot and collecting things more into that area. Then they were given trash bags, and then after they were put in trash bags, they dropped dumpster, and they took over 5 dumpster loads already. There's still more, of course, but the ditch is clear as well, you know, because it's right next to the canal, I guess it's a creek, but, you know, it goes through the city, and it's just the ditch that goes through, so it goes straight and everything, but it's a drain for Carr Lake, and, you know, so that's clear, and people are being environmentally conscious of their surrounding and respectful. And as long as it's just tent and ground, you know, and even whatever, make a tarp for the backyard, you know, make a fence for the backyard, you know, I mean, then it's just people are being clean, you know, and as long as it looks presentable and everybody got social distancing, especially right now, there's much stronger chance that if you ain't doing nothing wrong, quote unquote, then you'll be left alone. And as long as they're more than 20 or 25 feet from the train tracks, then they're not on, you know, endangering their own life or whatever. So apparently that's a higher priority. Then, you know, they may be able to stay everybody where they're at. And, you know, that way the services can come to them.
It sounds pretty good. Have all court cases been suspended?
As far as I know, I don't know, honestly. That would be our attorney lately. I know one case is slated for the 26th. He said, you know, when I talked to him a week or so ago, that those would be still running on schedule. So I don't know how it's going legally. But more than likely, the departments are still not talking to each other, even though now there's claims that there are. So, you know, yeah, sure.
This is your local public defender who's kind of stepped up to help out?
Yes, our pro bono elite attorney that is like $500 an hour, but we're getting it for free service.
Well, this all sounds annoyingly optimistic to me, and maybe even realistically optimistic, which is you're just going to remove all the ground from under my gloomy feet. And I don't appreciate this, Wes. I got to tell you. So.
Well, there is some progress being made as far as shutting the door on them being jerks. You know, I mean, because they're so. And that's the nice thing about Salvation Army. They're not in a coalition on the service providers, so that means they're not government affiliated. They're religious affiliated. Well, it's got its own caveats there, but at the same time, they do what they want. And right now, one of the things that they're doing, a key thing, is food. So that's how they're like, well, we can help by delivering food, mm-hmm. one meal a day, basically lunch, and they can do it to about 500 or 700 people a day, and they're going to do it every day.
And
this thing's over, and then we'll see what happens.
Does that cover pretty much the homeless population, or is there a chunk being left out in your view?
Chinatown.
Covers Chinatown. And that is... So how many people would you say are not in Chinatown who are outside?
Maybe closer to 300 or 400 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, the thing is, if you're in a Chinatown neighborhood, how far away is it to go to Double Lunch? You know, and there is quite a people going to Double Lunch.
What is Double Lunch?
Most people go, well, the Methodist Church is about, I don't know, 10 blocks away, something, 7 blocks away. And so it's a little bit of a trek. But you can get a lunch at 11:30 to 12:30, and then you can get a lunch 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Dorothy's.
And again, this wouldn't really cover the people who are beyond Chinatown, like in the Salinas is a pretty spread out area, right?
Correct. We have we've got three communities that are about 5 miles apart from each other, with Carr Lake in the middle and the Rodeo, where our union or non-union, just model camp, Rita's camp, and that's kind of our working basis right now. That, you know, it was our Sherwood Park. We've been with her since the start, so this is probably our seventh or eighth iteration of a campsite that's struggled to gain independence and recognition and respect.
So the Salvation Army has been covering all three of these areas, or?
There's about, she's got a list, okay? So like, they go to, there's about 20 or so people at Casentini. There's another 10 people over at Kmart. There's just people around, and she has a list. And, you know, a bunch of people over at Sanborn Industrial. And so everybody, they're trying to work with people and get them to whatever, do the social distancing thing at least. And then that way, you know, also, I mean, you're entitled 12 by 12 by the CDC guidelines, and I'd even throw it out to 15 or 20 by 20.
Is there any move to put people in motel rooms? What about the Project House Key, or whatever the hell it's called, or... Ring key.
No, of course. Yeah, the room key.
Yeah.
yes, there's that. There's certainly that.
No, what? When you say there's that, what do you mean?
I mean, how long are people going to hold their breath, because it's not trickling down even at the Capitol, so, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I know apparently that the report from Ventura is that they've got some 300 homeless people in, I may have that number wrong, but it's in the hundreds inside motel rooms, according to Peter Marin. But he's pissed that nothing has happened in Santa Barbara, but in Ventura to the south, they've got a lot of it happening. So maybe it's, you know, it's all dependent on city authorities. That's why I was asking about Salinas. We haven't we've got.
If you got 58 counties and you got half of $1 billion, that's 500. For 58 counties, hardly anybody can get 10 million of it. And some city, I mean, like San Francisco has the money, the vacancies, everything, and they still don't do it, you know.
Well, apparently they started under Breed last Friday, is what I've been told. Have you got different information?
I guess what is today now, Wednesday.
Right.
I didn't read that a couple of days ago, but okay, maybe that's the thing. I'd heard there was money available and everything, and nothing was.
Supervisors were pissed. Five of the supervisors were pissed, and they kept pushing her. And apparently on Friday if I'm remembering correctly, she agreed. Now, as I said to you at the beginning of this call, yak, yak, yak from these people in official positions doesn't mean much to me unless it's actually happening. So I probably need to contact the Coalition on Homelessness up there and find out what's going on with them. I don't know.
As long as they're doing sweeps for sure, like they're doing at the Capitol, I mean, I can't really believe anything coming out of the governor's office.
Hmm. Well, again, this would be coming out of the local Santa Cruz, San Francisco city and county offices. So, you know, each of these jurisdictions may be doing something else. I think that covers some of what we've been talking about. I mean, here we're talking about a protest on Sunday to demand motel rooms be opened immediately, given the fact that it's all very nice to suggest that, you know, people can shelter in place in their own situation, in situations of primitive sanitation. However, I don't know. I mean, are we guaranteed that there are actually porta-potties around each encampment or not? What's going on?
There are. There's only a dozen. And there again, the CDC says for every 10 or 10 or more. So.
I don't care what the CDC said. I care what's actually happening. You have reports from Rita that this is actually happening?
Yes.
Good.
Good. Yes, a dozen. Okay, so there should be at least 130. So they need to put another 125 at least.
I mean, we have a whole bunch of porta potties behind a clocked fence up here in Santa Cruz at 1220 River
Street. That's even dumber.
You got it. It's not just dumber. It's intentionally. I don't know if it's intentionally cruel. It's pretty oblivious. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're dealing with Bernal and friends, and every single one of them rather see you die first.
Well, now that's a very mean thing to say about our city manager, I got to tell you.
Well, you know what? I challenge him to deny it.
Hmm. Well, he may be on vacation somewhere, I don't know. They're probably not supposed to travel. But anyway, we're talking about doing a protest either at his house or at his place of work, if he is working at all, or some other place to demand that these rooms be opened up and maybe to open them up. Who knows? I mean, you know, we remember.
So he lives in Santa Cruz?
I don't know. I don't know where Bernal lives. I think somebody else knows where he lives, and we'll get that information when the time comes this Easter Sunday when we have we conduct a people's mass in front of his house.
That sounds exciting, actually, and newsworthy. So certainly an essential service.
Well, right now it's a fantasy in my mind, but the actual protest is not. I mean, Phil Posner and I, and I guess even Steve Plaich has signed on. Keith McHenry has agreed. Haven't talked to Alicia, I guess, who's working over the hill, but that there's going to be at least something happening, I think, assuming anybody shows up. I mean, we're trying to do this. I suggested it as a car protest because that way, people can, you know, socially distance by hiding in their cars and run around and honk at each other. And alternately, if they come up with some rule like they have in some cities or counties or states that you can, and countries, I guess it is, if any more than 5 or 10 show up, they'll just start shooting people. Remember, that's Duterte and... over in the Philippines.
I have not heard that one.
Oh, yeah. That's what that was. I don't know if it's actually happening. It was a threat that he made. Who knows? There's a lot of bravado that goes on, too, with these leaders as they get more and more power. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. That should be happening 2 o'clock Easter Sunday. But we're not sure how much of it is happening. We're working on it today. Probably more clearer notices will come out. And...
Well, if you do it at City Hall, I suppose at least you got the square and the fountain and everything. Just can't use a bullhorn.
I'm afraid that the city hall is closed on Sundays. You would all be arrested for, should we say?
Right, you're loitering on a park. Oh my God!
Yeah, it isn't even a park. Right? It's a campus. It's the City Hall campus. You see?
Oh! They changed the name again.
Well, they're trying to, you know, be up with the times, that sort of thing. Oh, cool, wrong.
You know, it's all wrapped in a word.
Well, I pretty much, is there more you want to say about anything that's going on? Any thoughts you have that I'm, you know, that I haven't caught that you think we should know? Or?
I guess, you know, we have been trying to support people around the campsites, and I think that's kind of what started, you know, the food thing in mass. But certainly all the blankets and of course housing would be best. But, you know, damage, liability is the stone wall we're up against, I guess. And we're just taking morsels, you know. At least they're conceding. And what are you gonna do with the money situation, I guess? But look at all the vacant hotels, man. They're basically all leased to farmers.
That's the point.
All the H2A workers, and that's kind of where it's like they're all empty. They are empty, and we can make a fight out of it. But like I said, I mean, they're even fighting with the farmers.
Hmm. You mean the farmers are occupying the motels now, or they're not?
Well, they have like a year lease with the H2A workers, and so like here in Yuma, they go back and forth a lot, and so most people are down there. Some are coming back, and so as they come back, even more in mass or whatever, you know, those are their hotel rooms.
Hmm.
Our harvest season.
Well, in the meantime, there is the local health of the Salinas community to consider.
Well, you know, but are you sure? Because profits are pretty important.
Well, I think certainly the farm workers are the belt of America. They are the corset of the community. But on the other hand, if they're not there, if they're in Yuma, then, you know, the places are vacant and damn well got to use the rooms to stop viruses from spreading
again.
So that when they come back, not everybody gets sick again through the second wave, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, and for people being there, there's potential of contamination. And so if somebody becomes positive in that room, well, then now it's spoiled for the other person.
I think isn't there such a thing as cleaning a room? I mean, hasn't that been done before? I it's not that revolutionary, is it?
I don't know. It sounds like a scary proposition.
Let me. I want to talk to you about some other matters sort of off mic, unless there's more you want to say on mic.
Just do your best to be vigilant. You do have a lot more rights than you think. You, especially during the shelter in place, is about the only time that people will be even complacent. And once it's lifted, they'll go back to business as usual. I'm pretty sure. Especially Santa Cruz, man. I'm scared for you guys up there. I wish I could do more locally, but you know, at least video the interactions. Listen to what they're saying, you know, like, because really you can use that evidence against them, and that's kind of what we need to build cases, and some of that you may have to file yourself, but, you know, you need evidence, and you can't do anything without your best buddy, the camera.
So, yeah, you are definitely the man on the video at the John... give us the web.
13K.
13, I was thinking. I knew it wasn't 14, but I wasn't sure. 13K website for those on you. Just go to YouTube, get John, and then Doe 13K, and you're all set to see the last 5 years of Wes's videos, and more recently, I guess, stuff involving. Have you been able to go out and video life without getting hassled as a violator of this rule or that rule?
So far, that's one of the things I did this morning, you know, whatever, an essential duty. Also, feeding people is an essential duty. Checking on people is an essential duty. So, you know, we've been making rounds to camps, passing out flyer about it, you know, with a phone number. Let me know if anybody hassles you. And, you know, that's really my big role in this. Because did you see my Officer Provost video?
I have not seen any videos of yours for about a week, at least.
Okay.
But
you're missing the latest one. You'll have fun with it. I guess I'll send you a link for it. But it just says Salinas Live PD Uncut.
Oh yeah, I think I saw the. If not the big. Yeah, I think I did see part of that. Or at least I read the dialogue that you transcribed for us.
Oh, there you go.
Well, listen, I'm gonna leave it there. But don't leave the line. I'm just going to. Say goodbye to the listening audience. Listening audience, hang in there. You'll get to hear some more other things, but that's all you get for Wes. But I'll give him the last 17 words. Go ahead, Wes.
Oh, man. Well, just stay strong, man. Try to stay warm, stay dry.
Cool.